Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning. I'm Chris Seaton. Dozens of students in one L.A. school defying warnings from their principal not to leave school for today's climate strike.
10 o'clock this morning, the nutrition break. The bell rang here at Lace's Magnet School, and students, about 100 of them, just started streaming out the front entrance of the school, ready to go to the climate strike in downtown L.A., Pershing Square.
They sent out calls to the parents saying that this isn't sponsored by LAUSD nor, like, approved necessarily. Most people who are walking out, they just told us our parents would be notified.
Even though the principal had warned them that their parents would be told, in many cases, students had already worked it out with their parents.
My mom's, like, literally sent me messages telling me to go ahead and do it. Like, she doesn't even care.
The actual climate strike rally at Pershing Square, it begins at noon, and then at 2 o'clock, the group is supposed to march over to L.A. City Hall. Just outside Lace's Magnet School, Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The man accused of carrying out a shooting rampage at a synagogue in Poway will stand trial.
Day two of the preliminary hearing in San Diego ended early for accused shooter John Ernest, as the judge ruled that he must stand trial on murder and other charges from the shooting in April.
Regarding the allegations, I also made the same finding, and I bind him over on all the allegations.
Dramatic testimony was heard from first responders and other witnesses, and the judge also looked at surveillance video and the 911 call allegedly made by Ernest confessing to the shooting. He's charged with murder, attempted murder, and an arson count stemming from the March 24th fire at the Islamic Center of Escondido. Arraignment will take place October 3rd. Rob Archer, KNX 1070.
USC's new president is officially sworn into office today. She's the first female in the leadership position and is taking the reins of a university that's been really hit hard by scandal.
The former chancellor of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, Carol Folt, has been with USC since July. She quickly began forming her own leadership team, which just this month resulted in the resignation of athletic director Lynn Swan. The athletic department has been at the center of the college admissions scandal, with a former top administrator and several coaches charged by federal prosecutors in the case. Then there is the alleged serial sexual abuse of students by former campus gynecologist George Tyndall that has resulted in hundreds of civil lawsuits. Tyndall is awaiting trial on criminal charges. Folt is tasked with steering the university into the future. At USC, Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Investigators today poring over the wreckage of that small plane that took off from the airport in Torrance, crashed into the shopping center across the street. In fact, it landed on the roof of one of the stores. KNX 1070's John Baird live at the Rolling Hills Plaza with the very latest.
Their job, the NTSB and the FAA investigators, is to find out what happened, to find out why the plane fell out of the sky. Witnesses say they believe it was in trouble and trying to turn back, but then nosed over and slammed into the roof of a nail salon next to a barbecue restaurant and a CPK at lunchtime. A business owner says his employees saw this, they heard it as the plane came down.
Her and a couple of people noticed the plane was flying pretty low. And then you could hear it kind of sputtering, like sounded like it was running out of gas. And so she just kind of kept walking away, and that other person kept watching. And apparently it sounded like the plane was trying to make a turn to go back to the airport, like something was wrong. And then as it was making that turn, it just suddenly just dropped out of the sky.
He also said it appeared to be leaking some sort of fluid while it was in the air. Now, we know the pilot died. We also know the passenger was critically hurt. But somehow or another, nobody in the ground was injured. Live in Torrance, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
State of California has just set a new record for job creation, with word that the state has now seen 114 straight months of increases in employment. is the longest stretch since World War II. Latest numbers show nearly 35,000 added. Ian, 35,000 jobs added in the month of August, with the jobless rate remaining near an all-time low at 4.1%. UCLA economist Jerry Nicholsberg tells KNX the state is outpacing the nation on jobs because of two big factors.
California has a very extensive university system, both in the University of California, the Cal State system, and in addition to that, very fine private university. So it has a highly educated workforce, and that's important to business. What has spurred the expansion over the last decade has been a growth in technology, and that's something that is very much centered in our state.
And analysts say that the trade war with China has yet to have an impact on job growth in California. Investigators now looking into a report that a Mount SAC student in Walnut was raped by another student on campus. The LA County Sheriff's Department says the woman told detectives a student in her class became friends with her, then raped her in a car near a parking lot on Wednesday. College spokesman Jill Dolan tells KNX an alert went out across the campus that same day.
Our students are our top priority. We have what are called blue light phones on campus throughout our parking lots. And if a student feels unsafe, they can pick up the phone and the line goes directly to our public safety department.
She also says the school offers counseling and has different online resources for sexual assault victims.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.